land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Good morning, I'm Izzy Lyman. You're listening to 97.7 FM WCHY. The show is Your Defending Fathers. We are beginning the third hour of the show, and we have a very, very, very special guest. His name is Efrem Gonzalez. He is a Border Hawk reporter in Mexico. He is not fully bilingual, but he's getting there. And so we're going to do a first. We're going to do a little bit Spanish, a little bit English. Buenos dias, Efrem.
Hola, buenos dias. First of all, and apologize for my English.
No. Thank you so much. This is your first time on American media, right?
Yes, that's right. This is my first time in American media.
Excellent. So I want to tell the folks some of the stories that you've written that have gone super uber viral. You released exclusive footage of Biden's Border Patrol using heavy machinery to lift and sabotage razor wire for hordes of illegal aliens entering Texas. They've got all this on a fantastic video. You also embedded with large groups of migrants in Mexico who revealed they received GPS coordinates from mysterious hands organizing mass crossings into the U.S. And you've showed thousands of migrants arriving on trains at Mexico's northern border days ahead of the siege of Eagle Pass. And some of your work, which has been posted on X, has even been retweeted by none other than Robert F. Kennedy. Wow. Very impressive, Efrem.
Thank you. Yes, that's right. What I see is a lot of organization and coordination. I'm gonna talk in Spanish. Lo que he visto es mucha organización y coordinación en el cruce de estos grandes grupos de cientos o miles de personas aquí en la frontera de Eagle Pass, porque lo que se puede pensar es que es un caos, pero la realidad es que hay muchas señales de que esto no es un caos y de que está organizado.
So, Efrem, saying that this is definitely organized, these migrant caravans, these hordes of people, be it organizations, possible governments, and it's not just someone saying, hey, I'm going to just go to America for a better life. It's definitely orchestrated, and he's confirming that by embedding with these folks, and he lives in Mexico. He sees this daily. So, Efrem Gonzalez, how did you get involved? ¿Cómo hiciste un interés en reportaje en la frontera? How did you get involved with border reporting?
Mainly because no hay mucha cobertura de este gran problema, ni de los medios mexicanos, ni de medios de Estados Unidos, a pesar de que es un conflicto internacional. Y mi pregunta es, ¿cuál es la razón de que esto está sucediendo? Y eso no está explicado todavía por esa razón.
So Fran's saying that there isn't much reporting on his side of the country and or on ours. There's really not very, very few, really, when you think about the massiveness of the problem. And he was very curious as to the root, the source, the why of it all, which is a great reason to cover this issue for sure. So what, let's talk a little bit about the kind of people that you're seeing. ¿Qué tipo de gente están cruzando? Are they old, viejitos? ¿Son jóvenes? ¿De dónde son? Where are they from?
Principalmente venezolanos, y después colombianos, algunos hondureños, centroamericanos, y últimamente cubanos se ha visto aquí cruzar por la frontera. Aunque right. ha habido algunos casos de personas de África, y de Oriente Medio en números más bajos, pero sí se han detectado. Y su edad son la mayoría jóvenes, personas okay. menores a 50 años.
Muy bien. We will be back after the break. Thank you, Mr. Perfect. Gonzalez. Perfect. I'm Izzy Lyman. Stick with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Good morning, or Buenos Dias in this case. I'm Izzy Leiden. You're listening to 97.7 FM WCHY. The show is Your Defending Fathers. The text line is 231-758-7707. And we have a great guest on right now, Mr. Efraim Gonzalez. He is in Mexico, and he covers the border situation from Mexico. That is truly unique for Border Hawk News. And again, one of his great stories was that he embedded with large groups of migrants in Mexico who revealed that they received GPS coordinates from mysterious hands organizing mass crossings into the U.S. So he has credible evidence that this invasion is very much orchestrated. And some of us call this the Great Replacement, and we wouldn't be wrong. Right. Efraim, I wanted to ask you about the trash we see, la basura que vemos en la frontera. ¿Por qué hay tanta basura? Es cierto que hay basura. Is it true there is that garbage?
Sí, sí, that's right. Es una imagen que parece una película de apocalipsis, toda la frontera por la basura, la devastación que ahí queda. Y ahí los migrantes dejan su ropa, dejan tarjetas de celular, chips de celular, porque ellos llegan a caminos especiales para llegar al Río Grande a través de GPS, y cuando llegan al río dejan sus tarjetas ahí de teléfono y además pues toda la basura antes de cruzar el río, y es una imagen muy terrible que deja la frontera.
Sí, absolutamente. So Efraim is saying that image is, if you've never seen the piles of trash, go see them. And it's mostly the migrants who leave behind clothing and their phone cards. And it's so many of those people, it starts to pile up. And it looks like, as he's saying, something out of a dystopian movie set or something. We just can't even imagine, especially those of us who are particularly environmental and are concerned about the environment. It is just unacceptable. And it seems to nunca es lo limpia. This never gets cleaned up, Efraim?
Never is cleaned the Rio Grande. The Rio Grande has suffered extreme damage for this crisis in these recent months. El Rio Grande ya no es el mismo que hace 2 años o 3 años. Hoy está mucho más contaminado.
That is a shame, the Rio Grande not being what it was 2 or 3 years ago, being contaminated. And again, where's all the environmental people in the Biden administration, right? That they're so worried about climate change and green energy, and they don't care about what's going on at the border in terms of this trash, which is epic. So, Efraim, I wanted to ask you also about this business that why are people not crossing via the port of entry? Why do they always have to go to the Rio? ¿Por qué no usan la puerta de entrada? ¿Por qué cruzan por el río?
That's very interesting, because the migrants, when they get to the border, they don't know nothing about the border. They don't know how to get to the river. But suddenly, when they go to the shelter, they get information very special about when to cross through an schedule, when to cross in a special hour and an special way, and a special path that nobody knows, out of the town to get to the river. That's why they don't go to the bridge to cross to Eagle Pass. They go a ese punto especial, a cruzar el río.
Okay, because that's always been a puzzlement to many of us. Why not a port of entry? Why all these, why all this theatrics at a riverbank? But it sounds like that's kind of what they're told to do. Efraim, ¿qué piensas de la situación tú personalmente? I know you're a reporter, but I want Efraim to tell me what he personally thinks of the situation.
I think that the mainly problem is why the Biden administration admit to everybody. They admit to all the migrants, and the migrants know this information. That's why they are coming to the border. This is not going to stop until the border is closed. Esto no va a parar hasta que se cierre la frontera. The migrants, I think they are not guilty, because they only are guided to the border because they know that they can cross without any problem.
Right.
So, yo creo que este es un problema político.
So you think it's a political problem, and these people, some of them, not all of them, are caught in the middle of it, trying to come here for, as they say, a better life. Los migrantes, de verdad, ciertos de ellos quieren mejor vida, ¿verdad?
Es cierto. La mayoría de ellos quieren una mejor vida. Pero the political of Biden is causing that the criminals in Mexico, ellos están, los carteles en México están sacando provecho de esto de que la frontera esté abierta, porque ellos cobran a los migrantes por llegar a la frontera y por pasar el río. Y el gobierno de Biden ni el de México deben permitir que los cárteles se favorezcan de esta política, porque al final de cuentas ellos son quienes están haciendo dinero a través de este tráfico. Y también es muy importante que los cárteles, los traficantes de humanos, saben por dónde cruzar, a qué hora exactamente, y eso me parece que es una gran coincidencia. Esa información deben estarla obteniendo de una fuente muy especial.
Excellent. So a friend is saying that the cartels, you probably caught that word, are the ones that benefit most from this chaos, and that the Mexican government and the U.S. government are enablers of all of this, because obviously they're making a vast fortune off charging some of these hapless people to cross over. So again, and that is true, they seem to know when to cross and where to cross, and that's all very troubling, because you wonder, where is that information coming from? And who is giving it? And you think, this is not very good. So Efraim, when your articles to videos went viral, what was your reaction? ¿Estabas sorprendido de la respuesta a tus videos? Were you surprised at the response?
Yes, I was very surprised because I thought that nobody cares this big problem. At least here in the border, the politicals don't talk about this big problem. The mayor of this city don't speak about this this problem. The politicals in Coahuila, in Mexico, they talk very few about this problem. That's why I thought that nobody cares this situation. And when I see the reaction that the videos in Border Hawk were viral, well, I was very surprised.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, we really care. We really loved your videos, by the way. You just took it all to a whole other level that we normally don't even see in the American media. And so Efraim is a reporter for Border Hawk News Corp, and I invite you to look that up. My son Dan is actually the editor-in-chief, and it's a curated website of immigration stories, but we also have on-the-ground reporters covering. He also has on-the-ground covering, and as well as a blog post. And occasionally I contribute to the blog post, and it's a very becoming a fast-growing go-to website about all issues border and invasion and the whole shebang, even globally. This is not a problem just in the United States, as many of you know. It's worldwide, this problem of migration and overloading our system. Efraim, what would you like to say to the American people about this? ¿Qué le puedes decir a los americanos?
I think that the American people need to be very, very informed about what is happening in the border, because right now the Mexican who can cross legally, we can cross because the border is closed for all the people that want to cross legally, and it looks like the United States government, the administration of Biden, they want that the people cross illegally through the river. Now the bridge is closed due to this big crisis, and that is very, very strange. Pienso que la población de Estados Unidos debe estar muy informada sobre este problema que está sucediendo en la frontera, porque nos está perjudicando both sides of the border, United States,
right,
and Mexico, both are perjudicated.
Right. Both sides are impacted by this, just the amount of traffic, the amount of resources needed to have all these people cross is astounding, and just amazing, completely amazing. So what do you think going forward? What do you see happening? Do you think the United States or I guess Mexico, but we'll just comment on the United States. Do we need a new president in 2024? I know this is not your wheelhouse, Efrain, pero ¿crees que necesitamos un presidente nuevo en los Estados Unidos?
Yo creo que sí. I think United States needs a president que tenga un plan verdadero para solucionar la frontera, porque esto no puede continuar así. Todos estamos saliendo perjudicados. United States, Mexico, and the migrants are damaged too, because they are suffering extorsiones, abusos de los cárteles, cobros. Y los únicos beneficiados aquí, pues son los traficantes de personas y parece ser que algunos políticos, y esos políticos deben ser cambiados.
Oh, excellent point. So, Fram is saying how, the only people to really benefit from this at this point monetarily is the cartels, because many of these migrants are extorted and they are also suffering. Fram, in recent days, en días últimos, hemos visto gente no de Latinoamérica, folks not from Latin America, pero de Senegal, de la China, de la India. Have you seen folks from those countries in your reporting? ¿Has visto gente de esos países?
No los he identificado porque ellos se parecen mucho. Por ejemplo, los de Medio Oriente se parecen mucho, nos parecemos mucho a los latinoamericanos, y a veces ellos se infiltran entre los venezolanos para llegar aquí a la frontera y se han detectado algunos casos, pero personalmente yo no los he identificado. Sin embargo, se han cruzado por aquí, por Eagle Pass.
So Efrain is saying how some of these folks from these like even further places are embedding themselves with the Venezuelans, sort of kind of blending in there. But again, he's not had as much contact with those folks, obviously, because he's wanting to speak to folks in Spanish. Which, Efrain, ¿cómo te sientes cuando hablas con los migrantes? How do you feel when you're speaking with these migrants? ¿Seguro? Are you safe?
Yes, I feel safe, but what is dangerous is the traffickers, the cartels that are que están traficando con los migrantes. Ellos operan aquí, hiden, escondidos en la frontera, y ellos están armados, ellos cobran. Y tienen el control de esto. Y las autoridades, yo pienso que las autoridades lo saben en México y en Estados Unidos y lo están permitiendo. Esa es mi mayor pregunta.
Sí.
Con los migrantes me siento seguro, pero sé que ellos están presentes aquí en la frontera y ellos están viendo y participando en este tráfico.
So a friend is saying he feels secure with the migrants and conversations. And I myself have spoken to migrants in Brownsville, and I too felt secure, really, for the most part. But his concern is with the traffickers, the cartels, the folks that have the firearms and that have the evil intent, shall we say. So, again, a terrible situation. We don't know what is going to happen going forward. We can only hope this would get better. Efrain, en el tiempo que tenemos, tell us your ex account so we can follow you.
Yes, my ex account is Efrain, double E, G, ZZ, in X, that's my account. And Instagram is Efrain Gonzalez Noticias, and all my reports are transmitted through Borough Hack News.
Thank you so much. Muchísimas gracias. And if you want any of that information, just text me and I'll send it to you. Dios te bendiga, Efrain. Muchas gracias.
Gracias. Muchas gracias.